Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news as we begin the Bogey and Wojo show here on 97.1 The Ticket. The NCAA releasing an updated statement on the coronavirus 19 and any championship events.
Yeah.
They stated the following.
Oh, boy.
The NCAA continues to assess how coronavirus 19 impacts the conduct of our tournaments and events. We are consulting with public health officials and our coronavirus 19 advisory panel, who are leading experts in epidemiology and public health, and will make decisions in the coming days. The NCAA tournament, as we know it, could be in jeopardy.
Wait.
Okay, at least they might not have let people attend it. Who knows?
In the coming days?
They will make decisions in the coming days is a part of their statement, meaning they are mulling over, I think, right here, right now, whether or not they are going to allow fans to attend the NCAA tournament games.
Well, they do have till next Tuesday. Is that the first four games in Dayton?
That is.
Which may not have stands.
Yeah.
Fans in the stands. They might have stands. And, you know, we were talking about this before, and I listened to the crazy Italian and all his callers talking about it, and everyone is confused. Nobody knows what to make of it. Like, on one hand, and I never thought it was nothing at all. Like, people that were saying, oh, this is the... It seemed like an overreaction, but these things usually snowball. So I never thought it was nothing. But the rate that at which it seems to be multiplying, and I don't mean the cases multiplying, I mean the response multiplying, leads in, and nobody in medicine or in the epidemiology or whatever it is, or the CDC.
I'm actually impressed that I read that properly
that
on
is
the
very
fly.
Good.
Yeah, thank
nobody
you.
Nobody from there is really downplaying it. The people that are downplaying it are the people that have something to lose, i.e. people who want to go to the games, or teams that want to have fans at the games, or politicians, or economists, or business owners, whatever. People that have something to lose financially think it's overblown. The disease people, I haven't seen anybody from there saying it's overblown. Well, as far as the CDC. Now, your local doctor might say, hey, you're healthy, you'll be fine, which is true for you and for you and for you. But in the grand scheme, it's not about just you and you healthy people. It's about people who could die from it.
See, that's a great point. I heard Dr. Oz, I think he was on one of the Barstool sports shows, you know, the other day. And that was what he was pointing out, that it's difficult because it's not one size fits all. It's different
right.
for every individual patient, every individual citizen, age, you know, as you said, they're standing in the medical, you know, field, whatever it may be. It's different for everyone, which is making it difficult to manage it. But I guess the frustration for me, you know, and you saw it on my face. You heard it in the crosstalk.
It's you were crying. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. No doubt. Banging my fist on the desk. The frustration, I think, stems from you have, okay, some universities and now athletic conferences that are stepping up and canceling events, saying, college students, stay home. Don't come to class. We'll handle everything online for the foreseeable future. Meanwhile, you have the NBA. You have these other professional leagues. You have the NCAA tournament until they just released that statement. Proceed as usual. We're going to play the games. Fans are going to be there. You know, nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. Well, which is it? You know what
I
mean?
Like, don't we?
But that's the thing. Don't we need more of a uniform, I don't know, decision on whether or not any large events exceeding 5,000 people or whatever should be going on
eventually,
across the country?
But it's happening so quickly. How can you make a broad-based decision when they don't even have all the information? I mean, we don't know. Everybody is, half the people, I think, in the country think it's overblown. The other half think, oh, it's just stupid sports. Shut it down. Obviously, there's going to be, at some point, the CDC or the disease people or whatever, they're going to come out with a strong recommendation one way or the other. And I don't know when that is. And I don't even know if
kind of seems like they're already doing that.
I don't even know if others will heed it. Like if I don't know, politicians will heed it or governors or whatever. I don't know if people will heed it.
That's the thing. We're in the sports world. And look, the phone number is 248-539-9797. The ticket text is at 97136. This is developing on a daily basis. It's honestly getting to a point of, I think, annoyance. Like we do need to. And I know there isn't enough information out there yet. A decision needs to be made on something. I'm so sick of every single individual league coming out with statements, and this is our stance, and this is what we are doing, and we're going to... Can we just, to a certain level, settle? If we're going to move to the point where people aren't going to be allowed to attend events, okay, 2 weeks, let's settle in, let's cancel, you know, the attendance of any major event, sports, political rallies, whatever it may be, voting, we're going to postpone some of that, because Lord knows people are going to schools today. And voting in Michigan, you think that that's not, you know, a way for it to potentially spread if somebody actually has it here in the state of Michigan?
But did you really think it was going to go from nothing to everything is shut down in a day?
Doesn't it seem like that's where we're headed? So if it's going to go that way, why wouldn't we just do it now instead of...
I don't know if that is where it's
today
headed.
Today, we're thinking about it. Tomorrow, we're considering it. Now we're going to have talks. We're going to come to a decision. And then it seems like the NCAA 3 days from now is going to be like, well, we're not going to allow fans to attend any of our games. Why not just do it now? Be done with it.
Because people like it. So many people will overreact. This is ridiculous. Nobody has it in the state of Michigan. Only 100 people have it in the entire country. You do have to at least, I don't know, let the public fully understand what you're doing. You can't, because if they went on just what they know, they would have done it 2 weeks ago. And everybody like you would be running around like ninnies, like, what the hell are you doing? It's probably the exact same situation. It's just as dangerous now. It's just spread a bit more. Here's the director of the National Institute of Health, Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's saying that Americans need to be all hands on deck, regardless if they live in a hot spot. As a nation, we cannot be doing the kinds of things we were doing a few months ago. That is starting to sound like they are nudging towards a recommendation of big events. And it's not just sporting events. But the reason it's so big is because, A, we talk about sports, and B, sure, sports gets people's attention. Like if the widget convention in Omaha, Nebraska, where 1,000 widget makers were going to meet in Omaha next week. If that got canceled, like, would anybody know or care or think? But if the Golden State Warriors might, or this.
I'm going to have to cancel my flight. I was headed out to Montana.
See?
Yeah. It's a shame.
When the widget people get together, oh my God, do they go crazy. But
no, I get your point, but are you suggesting that they're using sports, these massive events, the NCAA tournament, the Masters potentially, NBA?
Not using it. I'm suggesting that that's what people are most interested in. So that's why you're most annoyed by it, or so-and-so is most annoyed by it. But I guarantee you, if this was 97.1, the hotel industry station, we'd be talking about how ridiculous it is that everyone's canceling hotel reservations. And so I get that. And I think they just want to get to a point that when they do start telling fans they can't come, that people understand. Now, if it was a legitimate 100% health hazard right now at this moment, then they shouldn't give a crap if people didn't and just shut it down. I guess they haven't reached that point. I guess. I mean, we're going to have to trust the disease people, aren't we? I mean,
I suppose. I just don't like that some institutions are getting the medical advice and taking it serious enough to alter, you know, the plans that they had, the events they were going to hold, what they were going to send student athletes to or employees to. And other industries are just saying, oh, well, you know, we're monitoring, we're going to proceed as planned. Like it almost, and this, I might be way off on this. Okay. So please call me out if I am. Doesn't the NCAA tournament, the conference championship stuff, NBA games, doesn't it all reek of these leagues or institutions, conferences, whatever? They know that they're not going to allow fans to go to games. They're just waiting to get as much money as humanly possible. Like, let's not act like, you know, that there could be a cancellation downtown, okay? Say that there is a baseball game going on in downtown Detroit. They know it's not going to be played, okay? It's going to be delayed or postponed or whatever. But guess what? They want to maximize the money that they're going to make in parking. So they're going to wait to announce that the game is being postponed until 7 o'clock. That does happen. Am I off base in thinking that?
Go down the path of a conspiracy theory.
Because everyone wants to make money. These are still money-making decisions.
Right, which means you would hope that fans are always allowed to come. Like, a delay of 1 or 2 days is not going to... When you're talking about the rest of the season...
You can't cancel your plans. Like, if you booked a hotel, flight, whatever it may be, you have, like, what, up until 24 hours before to cancel and get money back sometimes. Yes.
No, they've changed it all. No, go on the Delta website. Every change fee is waived. I went on it today.
Delta's not every airline, though.
Well, I assume they're all going to fall. All cancellation fees are waived. Everything is waived.
Hotels in downtown Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament?
Do you think they would just say
cancellation fees? To me, that's what it makes me think, because they're the ones that are hesitating, because it is a massive moneymaker for the conference, for the NCAA.
But I don't think they're hesitating themselves. I think they're waiting for the recommendation from the people that matter, the CDC. Like, you can't just say, I don't know. I mean, the Ivy League can, because it's different and it's smaller and it's, you know, private or whatever.
Well, they actually care about academics as
well. I guess, theoretically. Yeah. But you really do need a legitimate recommendation, I think, before you, I don't know, start canceling or booting fans.
It's just funny that the smaller institutions are getting the recommendation and taking the recommendation and canceling things, but these bigger ones that are more worried about money and more for profit, they haven't done anything yet.
Well,
I'm just saying.
That's the money angle that you're right on, is they really don't want the fans to not be able to come to the Big Ten tournament.
That's concessions, that's tickets, that's parking.
So I'm sure they're please don't tell us we have to cancel. But if they're told, they will.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.